If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 24th day of September, 2010. 60 Minutes premiered on CBS, a big investigative Sunday show in 1968. The Love Boat on ABC in 1977. What was the guy's name? Captain Stibick. Birthdays include Jim Henson of the Muppets. Linda McCartney was born on this day. And in 1984, Paul McCartney, amazingly, released No More Lonely Nights. I don't know if the Student Breakfast Show is on today, but I'll be Mike Tyus just for the moment. By the way, tonight is going to be Hamp's Hop at the Louis B. Anderson Center. This all weaves together. Hamp's Hop and Barry Aldridge. Now, I'm a big Barry Aldridge fan. He is an amazing human being, and he has been so kind to me. And I listen to his audio booze because he asks good questions and makes fantastic comments. And his question a couple of days ago is getting older a bad thing? And I say no, and sort of because of what is going on tonight. Now, in 1967, I was 13 years old, and in Macon, Georgia, there were things going on that were really bad. Really bad. I'm in the heart of the South. I'm a couple hours south of Atlanta. And there were fire hoses being sprayed, dogs attacking people because of the color of their skin. Race riots were going on in downtown Macon because you were born black. That is so wrong. And I'll tell you why getting older is a good thing, is because you get to see where we are now and the progress that we've made. I'm still fearful because there's so much hate going around now. Politicians are in control of so much, and they're doing such a poor job. We're in a bad state now. It's not what it was then. We had a curfew in Macon. You couldn't go out after 6 o'clock at night, 6 at night till 6 in the morning. At 13 years old, I didn't really understand what was going on. I knew I listened to WIBB. I was listening to Hamp and all those guys down there. My goal, my dream, was to work at WNEX. It was the rock station, but WIBB was the soul station, the black station. All the disc jockeys were black. They catered to the black community. They played Supremes, Four Tops, Temptations, James Brown, Little Richard. I mean, everybody listened to them. Everybody, white, black, didn't matter. This was going on in Macon. It was going on all over the South. It was really, really tough times. And I grew up in a household where I was taught to treat everyone the same way. I had black friends. It's really tough. It's really tough. And tonight is a celebration of the community coming together, black and white, to have a big sock hop, the biggest fundraiser for the Georgia Music Hall of Fame that they have all year. It's gotten so big, we had to move it to another location. You know why they call it sock hops? Really kind of interesting. Because they used to have the dances on the gymnasium floors, and traditionally, gymnasium floors were made out of wood. And if you wore traditional street shoes on the gym floor, then it would scuff it. It would mark the floor. And so they made everybody take off their shoes to go to the dance. And so that's how the name sock hop came about. But we have been through some rough times, and we're going through some rough times in America over here, folks. The world is not a great place right now. But I look forward to getting older because I can't wait to see what happens next, because I have great faith in the human community. If you want to see that, you look at people like Barry Aldridge and folks that do really good things on the internet, and how the YouTube community comes together to do great things, and how we have a worldwide community that's going on here every day. And I look forward to seeing what's next because of what we do and communicating constantly with each other, the world is truly a smaller place. There are people at places on earth that I never dreamed I would be talking to on a regular basis, or that I could honestly call friends. Yeah. Yeah, we need to have a reason now to look forward to getting older. I know I do. And I'll see you on Monday.